Greetings, adventurer. Gather by the fire and hear my tale of three bold adventurers and the perils they face. Welcome to 3 for Adventure, a Pathfinder podcast, episode 18, Rodent Retribution. When we last left our heroes, Elijah the Vivisectionist had been fighting a bandit horde alone in order to free his crucified companions, when Sola arrived with squirrel reinforcements.
Sola, you come charging in with Dom and Tufty. Tufty takes a quick, swift look at the action, being the general that he is, and he squeaks out in squirrelese.
Ah. Is he a little impressed at Elijah?
Yeah, he's like,
"Oh, you buggers, take Legions over there with the bows."
So the squirrels are going to concentrate on the archers. And okay. Starting up, it is you, Sola.
I immediately cast Vanish on myself, turning myself invisible. Yeah.
Okay.
And then, let's see. What is my... Oh, shit. Now I gotta remember how to read this damn thing.
I really am getting tired of watching people fight, but I really want to fight somebody.
I want to fight somebody.
I want to cleave somebody. I want to bleed somebody until they're dead on the ground.
I can't... Where the fuck is my movement speed?
Burn the village down.
Yeah, you wanted to burn something down. We can burn this entire... Ooh, we're putting everything to the torch.
That was a plan, but then I was like, you know what? There might have...
Oh, 30 feet. Okay.
Can we do it after we kill everybody and after we looted everything?
Three, stuff. Four. Yeah, there. Wait, you know what?
Wait, E-square is like 5 feet, right?
Yeah.
Anyways, sorry, voices. I'm sorry, I'm ultimate martial arts, that's fun. I'm looking at the chat, I'm sorry.
Alright, so...
That would be weird if this turns mana as evil because of its blood
thing. I move here, and because I've cast Vanish, I can't really use a spell yet, but they can't see me. I'm basically concealed.
That's right, you're invisible for 3 rounds until...
Yep.
Until you take an attack, or attack, should say.
It's not bloodlust, it's loyalty. I want to help
friend. You should go and help Manos down.
Oh, I am. I have a plan.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so wait, where's Manos again? He's over here?
I'm up there in the... I'm crucified.
Okay.
All you really gotta do is get one of his hands untied and he can take...
No, that's Leon.
That's Leon.
Well, no, even you, Manos, like I said, like, if you get one hand untied, like, you can take care of the rest.
I'm on the other side of the tent.
Oh, there it is. Sorry, this is a little too low. Okay. Alright, so, I've used my movement speed, I've used my, action... I don't think I can do anything else, so I'm just gonna sit right here and...
What the voice that identifies as Yab in my head? I have residual THC in me. I'm basically like a sentient THC cloud at this point.
Oh my god. Okay, I'll stay right here, and then
I'm gonna go... one of those sparkly clouds from the original Star Trek.
Yeah, or the space fart from Rick and Morty.
Yeah. Anyway.
And then, so that's where I'm at. I'll be right here.
Okay, so next up is this archer here, who is going to take a shot at one of the squirrels, since they can't see you.
Yeah, their real enemies have shown up.
And that is a plus 4 on that, and... It's the squirrel. Okay, he hits.
Oh my god.
Remind me, what is the composite longbow's crit range? It's 19 to 20. Is it 19 to 20? No, that's not it.
It's just 20.
It's just 20,
times 3 damage.
Which it doesn't do, so it's just a normal hit. So he has hit the little squirrel on the far left here. This one there. And
well,
damage.
He doesn't do this personally, like, out loud, but in his head, the voices can hear him just cackling at the dumb squirrel getting hit.
And that's 4 damage to the squirrel. Of which there are 4 of them.
Oh, they have to amputate its little squirrel leg.
So, what's his HP? Oh, that squirrel's dead.
And I'm back.
Oh, God.
Even better.
So that's one squirrel picked off. And
we don't need no stinking squirrels.
Now it's Dom the boar. I'm just do. So I can move him easier. He's going to slam into this guy. It's just a normal walk for him, really. It's, I say slam, I mean he's going to move up to him. He's bringing Tufty boar along because Tufty is riding him. And the boar is going to do try and do an attack. Let's see, Dom has his gore, which is lovely.
Mm-hmm.
So he's going to try and gore him. That is a plus 5 to that. And he misses.
Oh, darn.
Okay, now it's this one's turn to stab at Fee. There, Matt. And that is going to be a miss. Next up is this wee squirrel, and he is going to move up here to take vengeance.
For his dead friend.
Yep, for his wee friend. Oh,
did,
holy...
Did the squirrel act like the one Ewok when the one Ewok died in Return of the Jedi?
Now that one just got depressed.
Yeah, we're going to look at this, because that's a plus 8 on his, but he still misses.
Ugh.
Next up is this bandit here is going to take a slice at Tufty. God, there's so many. And, oh, he hits. Oh. Does he hit? Does he hit? Where's Tufty? Tufty is wearing an armored kilt. Yeah, that hits Tufty. Okay, so that hits Tufty. And we are rolling damage on Tufty.
I'm going to laugh so much if he dies.
No, he's just done 2 damage to Tufty. Which is interesting. Okay. And then...
Oh boy, is this somewhat falling apart?
It's not. Settle down.
Tufty is going to strike back.
Yeah, true. It's not. Like, Angus is just as probable at dealing with...
And with he Watson's is...
Shit rolls.
He is going to... he is going to use his bite, which is a... it's fine. That's plus 2. 15, which misses. Okay, so tough missed. Then it's this guy. He's going to attack you, Matt, with his plus 2 to flanking bonus.
Alright.
Misses.
Yeah.
And then the other guy's going to turn and attack you with his flanking bonus and misses.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, that's the way they're facing. Then she is...
She should go after the leader squirrel.
She's going to go 5-foot step here and attack you again.
She's a dumb fucking whore unfit to lead a rubber band.
And she is going to attack you with her rapier. And
ow!
Does not confirm, so it's just a hit. And that is, again, 1d6 damage, plus 1. 5 damage, Matt.
I don't even fucking care. I'm still standing.
And then it's Squirrel down here. He is going to go up here and take on the archer as he was told. And that's 1d20 plus 8. Bite misses. And then...
I'm so glad the squirrels are here.
It's your turn, yeah. Matt.
All right, 5-foot step to there.
Uh-huh.
Called shot arm on the bandit queen.
Okay.
And I horribly missed.
Okay, so you've missed. So this squirrel here is, because they're tiny, they can all inhabit the same space, as you know. They are going to do attack on the archer.
Wow.
And that hits. Okay.
That squirrel is on point. Someone's been training.
Yeah, that squirrel deserves a promotion.
That squirrel is doing 1d2 minus 4 damage.
You know what? I'm going to buy that squirrel a drink if I survive this battle.
So it's done 2 the archer there, 3 subdermal damage.
I'm just going to point this out. We should all be focusing on the bandit queen. Like, cut the head off the snake, body will die. I know we've made a lot of references to Conan the Barbarian, but it worked in that movie, literally.
Uh-huh.
Because James Earl Jones was a weird snake guy, kind of. Like, or maybe he just turned into snakes when he orgied.
James Earl Jones was the greatest villain ever to live.
He was pretty fun. Yeah, he really is a good villain.
Simply like, because ever... he had the name Tulsa Doom.
Yeah, Tulsa Doom Tulsa is the greatest Doom? Villain name ever written down.
He's Tulsa Doom. He's Darth Vader.
He's missed. Okay, so it's...
Okay, I'm going to try again.
Yep.
Nope, 11.
Okay, and so I'm going to try to escape artist. Because he's got a hand free, Leon is going to get a plus 2 to his escape artist.
Does Leon have a dagger or anything on him?
We're crucified, dude.
Because he could be hacking at... Well, he might... They might have been like, oh, they're crucified. They're not going to be able to use their weapons. Fuck
Would
it.
You leave weapons on a crucified person?
That Bandit Queen is dumb as dog shit.
He's escaped. Well,
yay! Leon!
Well, his, because he got such a high roller, I'm going to say that his, he managed to get his feet free and his last hand as well. Because otherwise he'd just fall flat with his feet tied to the crucifix.
Go. I bet our weapons are in the tent, Leon.
Yeah.
No, Leon's gonna fucking solid snake, like, his battle, like, program and hit. Like, he's gonna solid snake this shit, he's gonna sneak up on that one archer, just snap his fucking neck.
Please don't try to do that, Leon, you die easy.
So, no one's really looking at him with the battle going on.
We only have Angus to trust on Leon. Like, we, for all we know, Leon might actually be like a god or something. Leon might actually be Brandon in disguise, Angus.
Leon always sounds like he's just waking up, doesn't mean
he... Leon's gonna try for stealth, and he does.
Wow.
And he stealths his way to that fucker.
And he is going...
You know what, I'm really happy...
What is he doing? What is Leon doing?
He's going into the tent.
I'm really happy most of Angus's good rolls are going to Leon.
So, Aloy's outside it just to save time. I'm just putting him there. Okay, so Leon's in the tent. I will roll a d6 to see how long he takes to get out of there. Because he's searching for the goods. So he will return in 4 rounds.
4 rounds?
Can Leon stop jerking it off long enough to get out of the tent and bring the weapons?
I'm an old man, it takes time!
I'll take him 4 fucking rounds.
The voice in my head that identifies as Mansoor brings up a good point. James Earl Jones was great because, like, Tulsa Doom wasn't really evil for evil's sake, even though he's kind of that on the surface. He was like, nah, I just have this weird, fucked up world.
I don't want to do this battle for the next 5 hours.
So, Scarce, what do you want to do?
Well, as I am invisible...
You are?
Let's see, 15 here, or... Yeah, so... I'm going to move, let's see, 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30. All right, so can I cast Magic Missile to aim at Jason's bonds?
Whoa.
actually, that's a good idea, because Magic Missile does not miss, so... And it's force damage, and nothing resists force damage. Good thinking.
I guess.
I don't even know what anything's going on because you're invisible.
Let me see what the concentration check for that is.
No, it doesn't. It's only 2 missiles that do 1d4 plus 1 damage each.
Yeah, I don't see it in the table, so you're fine to cast.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. Magic Missile is just you point at something and they hit. Like, that's a really underutilized feature of Magic Missile is, like, it, again, like, you. Ooh, we encountered a locked door. Magic Missile it.
7 altogether?
7. Well, that'll do some damage to the ropes. Let me just see what toughness ropes are, because I wasn't expecting this sort of thing.
Ropes are not very high toughness. That actually probably destroyed the ropes.
Yeah, like, I've got a funny feeling.
Ropes only have, like... I mean, maybe, like, if they're really... Well, I don't know why these fuckers would have, like, ship-grade ropes on them.
No.
Like, at best, they probably have hemp rope and, like... Well, at best, they probably have silk rope, and, like, silk rope is a little better, but I don't think silk rope has better hardness.
Yeah, rope pretty much is a zero hardness, so... Okay. Which arm
also
did you
force
aim
force damage and force hardness. Anyways.
I aim for both his arms, so it's just whichever... Both of them that are tied up.
Okay, so now Manos flops down face first into the ground.
What the fuck?! Thank you, Brandon, sending magic fire release me from this crucifix.
Now, here's the thing. Here's my question. Because I technically haven't done damage to a person or a creature, I'm still invisible, right?
I believe it's when you attack, which is what technically you've done.
Damn it. No, it says attacks any creature. Booyah! It's not a creature. It's fucking rope. Yes, I'm invisible.
Yeah, he's got you there.
Can you say something so that I know that this wasn't divine intervention?
You're right, yeah. Sorry. You are right.
Don't scare fuck with him.
So, Jason just now... Sorry, Manos just now is in an extremely uncomfortable position because his legs are tied to a post. But he's just suddenly met the ground violently. because someone didn't prepare him.
To be fair, Solo could have hit the ropes on his legs too, because he's third level.
He only has two missiles.
Though. Oh yeah, yeah. It's not every level; it's every other level. I forgot.
So essentially, I just made it so he can free himself. But I bend down to him and I go. Khajiit has wares if you have coin.
Solo.
So yeah, he's magic.
Untie my legs, please.
So he's 5 feet away. He's not going to reach your legs this round. So Bandit Archer dude has got three of these little fucks on him. So he's going to use...
I have a quick question about the crucifixes.
Uh-huh.
Are they Life of Brian style crucifixes where there's a little platform under the feet?
No. They are tied. I already said earlier on that... Manus's legs were a little bit too loosely tied, and that Leon got his hand with such a good roll. Leon got his legs free as well.
Like, there's like a little platform, like not enough of a platform to really stand on. But wasn't that like under real crucifixes? Because that was part of the thing where it's like, oh, you keep them kind of balanced because that makes it all the fucking worse.
No, because breaking legs
then
was
again,
the worst part.
They weren't really crucifying them; they were more just tying them up to torture them.
Yeah, the Romans broke legs when they really wanted you to last.
Also, too, Angus, I should point this out, because I didn't think about this earlier. As the veteran Pathfinder torturer, crucifixion is actually not a good way to torture people because you know it really winds them, so you don't really get good long screams.
That's because the crucifix was just to hold them in place.
I know. I'm just saying the bandits, like these bandits, are bad, and they should have joined my side, and they wouldn't die.
Wow, maybe. This battle turned philosophical real quick.
Okay, let me just check. Ooh. So they're gonna. This bandit is gonna draw their rapier.
What is it with the voice of Micro that wants me to take a shit? I think he might be into it.
So he's going to use his entire move action to draw a rapier.
Micro might like.
And now he's going to attack the squirrel and miss the squirrel because squirrels have really high AC. Okay, next one up. We are looking at
also. Sorry.
We're going to try and get through this. There's a lot of players on the field.
Yes.
Okay, so...
You know what we should have done? We should have condensed all the minions into, like, just one initiative.
Dom misses. Then it is Bandit Dude down here. He's going to take a 5 foot and strike at you.
Yeah.
19 misses.
Yes, it does.
Okay, so squirrel time. Hits. So that is...
How much was the last hit?
Where? For
damage
who?
Wise.
Damage wise. Oh, yeah. It's for the squirrels, it's 1d2 minus 4. So.
Well, no, for me. How much damage did I take last hit?
Oh, 5.
Okay.
So you didn't heal your 7 points of your 5 of your 7 damage, so all overall you've taken 12 damage, and you haven't healed any of it.
Yeah, like.
So that.
I only healed at the start.
Okay. Bandit guy is taking a swipe at Tufty. He's like,
if I take out the leader, I can get our gold.
Well, without the Scottishness. And he fails. Okay, so that one failed. And Tufty's going to take a swing. Mm-hmm. And Tufty has a plus 2. Oh shit, I should have given Dom a plus 5. Ah well, doesn't matter. 14 misses. Okay, and then this one's going to take a stab at you, Elijah. So he's hitting on 22, and that's a possible crit. Because it's a rapier, no crit, so that's just roll on d6 plus 1. 2 more damage.
Alright, I'm still standing.
This guy...
I'm still standing.
5 foot step in.
Alright, let me just...
Fails to hit. The bandit chief... Got a real bugbear against you with all that shite you said. So...
I know.
24, and is it a confirmed? No. So that's just a hit. And that's 2 more damage, Matt.
I'm still fucking standing.
Where were we? Last of the... second of the squirrels. 1d20 plus... plus 8. Misses. Okay, Matt, your turn.
Alright, I'm looking up something real quickly. I didn't fucking take me to the page I needed. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okie dokie. So, first off, Elijah's healing.
5 points. Yep. Okay.
Yeah. So he's doing that. Then he is going to go ahead and take a nice 5-foot step there. And as he's... Well, no. I guess there would be the best. So yeah, as he's doing that, he's looking right at the bandit leader while he's doing this. He's pulling out a flask of alchemist fire. And he's like, hey, make fast! And he's throwing it right at those guys.
Okay. Uh-huh. Let me
and
just...
this is touch AC, so... Oh-ho-ho-ho!
Okay, that hits.
Oh.
Okay.
So, since I'm an alchemist, I can add my intelligence bonus. This was my final fucking ace in my sleeve, Angus. I might fucking die, but I'm burning those fucking bandits to death.
Are you now? Okay, roll for damage, because that's not a crit.
Wait, did I? Oh, yeah, I didn't roll for confirm.
That's okay, because you're in.
Oh, wait, yeah, it's 19. Yeah, you're
I was
right.
going to say, it's not a crit.
Yeah, so I forgot.
10-foot range. So, with a 10-foot range, who are you firing at?
This guy. So that means that guy... and that guy.
It gets everyone. I like how it goes from 5 foot to 15 feet.
Yeah, I think this map... Some of the maps are sized weird because they're sized more for mass combat than...
So, I'm going to include...
Why am I moving?
You're not.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think you've hit yourself there as well, Matt, because it goes from 5 to 15, so...
Yeah.
But it's 2 squares, so that'd be 10 feet.
Okay, can I mulligan one thing? 5 foot step to there.
You...
I'm just throwing it at the bandit queen.
Yeah, okay. Okay, roll your damage, like I said, which is 1d6.
Plus 4. So 7, and she's on fire.
7 and she's on fire, okay, where is nope. she? It's there. It's fire damage. On fire, okay. And next guy that you hit, the bandit underneath her?
Yes. And that's I think, just the same damage.
You've not rolled it yet, from the looks of things.
Oh. No, I think it's just one... Let me double check for splash. Okay, so it's just 1 plus 4. So, 5. That guy just takes 5 damage.
5.
And right. he's also on fire.
Okay.
I think. Let me double check that. Nope. He just gets 5 fire damage. Also, is that the guy I attacked with the spear earlier?
No, you killed him.
No, there was the other guy.
Oh, right. Yeah, sorry. Yes.
Yeah, didn't die because it wasn't like a really good roll.
Yeah. No, you're right. He is gone.
Okay, because I was like, I know I damaged one of these guys, but I lost track of them.
And the other two, I'm guessing, get the same. They just get 5 damage. Cool. Okay. Right, well, if that's your damage done, they're on fire, which is lovely. which leaves Squirrel up at the end there, Squirrel number 3, to do their damage. Which does nothing, because they didn't hit.
Nice.
Bandit is going to take a shoot at yourself there. Plus 4. 10 misses, Matt. Okay, so we are into 2 rounds left for... What's this cell to come out? Jason, you're face down on the ground, mumbling into it, I presume, angrily.
Yeah.
Sola, would you please take your shot?
All right, so...
Wait, I can't attempt to try to get my legs free?
Oh, you can. I mean, you're face down. I guess you could try.
My hands are free.
I mean, he can roll over and probably untie. He probably can't stand up in the same round, but he could probably at least roll over and undo.
My hands are free.
Hold on. He won't have to use his movement to try and untie himself. Just give me a second.
Well, okay. Your hands are free, but you're face down and your legs are tied to a pole.
Yeah.
So how are you going to free yourself? Well, I suppose you try kicking. Yeah, go ahead, try.
Alright, that's a strength check, right?
I'm going to give you... I'll give you a plus 2 to your escape.
Also, I have to ask this question, and only wrestling fans will get this.
Okay,
reference.
No, I didn't get it.
If Manos is face down in the dirt, yet his legs are still tied to the crucifix, how has his legs not snapped in half like Sid Vicious's did?
Because this is a game.
Yeah, why aren't both my ankles broken?
Because this is a game.
Apparently.
Well, the binds on my legs were a little looser, so...
Yeah, you had more space for movement.
Or maybe they just, like, they were like, eh, we don't need to tie the legs to the crucifix. All we really need to do
their,
is
tie their legs were tied, they were loose enough that when he fell, his ankles didn't snap from the angle.
All right, so I cast magic missile.
Brandon.
I cast magic missile on the remaining binding on his legs. And so that's one missile to him. Mm-hmm. And then there's another, and I cast the other missile on behind and from the back, hitting this idiot in the back.
Okay, well, so, you are suddenly visible.
Yep.
And
so it's 7 damage.
Mm-hmm.
Here's my cat friend.
And I'll be like, and I say, meow, motherfuckers.
So you've hit him for 7. Mm-hmm. Which is...
And I'm free.
Taking him down to that, but he's suffered that much damage. So he falls to the ground unconscious. Because he's taken...
And I'm free.
Non-lethal, and yes, you are free.
I am free!
I will...
Falling from my initiative.
Hold on.
I just managed Manos yelling that.
I finished.
He grabs, like, dirt in his hand.
I use the rest of my movement speed. He's unconscious, so I can do it a coup de grace, right?
You've already attacked.
I think if I remember, coup de grace is a full attack.
Oh, well, damn it. I'll go back here then. Never mind. And,
I will say this, though, Sola. There'll be plenty of time before coup de grace, because the law of the land, bandits get the sword.
Right.
Did
Uh-oh.
I just make that up?
Uh-oh.
Maybe.
Sorry, I did that. I didn't mean to.
So, Jason, have you rolled, have you added your initiative?
No. Yes, I rolled an 8. I'm like,
yeah, but I mean, add your init.
I got a 6.
Oh, add my, so it's 8 plus. Sorry, it's 8 plus 2. 10.
10.
So I moved 5. That leaves me with 25 feet.
There we go.
Where do I want to go? I think it'd be more advantageous for me to be. Oh, I can go in the tent, right? Like, or close to, right? Right
mm-hmm.
here?
Yeah.
Sweet.
You can also probably run behind the crucifix, maybe. That'd provide you cover.
Well, I have a plan.
All right.
We're gonna go through that, and then I'll end my turn, and then, yeah. Yeet.
Okay, yeet. This is going fairly well. Like, I've taken a lot more damage than I hope to, but...
I'm coming!
Okay, so the archer that was next is unconscious, but he's not dead. So Dom is going to take his attack now. And this time I'll remember to give him the right modifier. 18 hits.
I really wish I had one more flask of Aquas Fire, but...
18 hits with Dom, so
I'm glad I at least got the bitch.
It's 1d6 plus 2.
I really hate her, Angus.
So that's 5 damage to that bandit
there. I thought
it would
be Tim Noah, the one I'd hate the most, but like, no, it's her now. I don't know. We haven't run across Tim Noah.
Okay. Yet. So that's that bandit hurt for 5. So now it is this one flapping about that's on fire. Because it's out.
Yeah, so he has to make a reflex 15 to put out the fire, and he gets a plus 2 if he drops to the ground. But remember, he drops to the ground, sneak attack.
So he's busy like, ah, ah, ah.
And if he doesn't make the fortitude, 1d6 fire damage. That one I don't add in my intelligence to, though, sadly.
So being a bandit, he has, what reflex is he?
He might have a fairly decent reflex.
Plus 2.
That's not too bad.
He didn't make it. So he takes the damage.
Did he also drop to the ground?
No, he did not.
Again, these bandits are dumb! 4 damage!
This is before stop, drop, and roll was a thing, dude.
What if we invent that? Like,
why would we want to invent it and just give it to our enemies?
Well, not right now, obviously.
Okay.
Okay, so the additional damage is 1d6, not 4 damage automatically, which you rolled, so that's fine, that's 4 damage.
Wait, did I roll?
Yeah, you did.
I think I rolled a d6.
You did, yeah, that's what I'm saying. This. So that one was there, so he is still alive.
Yeah.
Badly burnt.
And then I think, let me see if he stole how many rounds. I think it might only be...
That's him out now. Because it's only...
He's out?
Yeah, he's out of fire. He's not on fire anymore.
But he will be. He will be.
He's probably really hurt, though.
But he's done a full move, and he can't do much more. Right, okay, that was him. Then it's squirrel time. That squirrel's going to do a coup de grace.
He's gonna do shove nuts in his mouth?
Man, the squirrels are vicious. There's like, I'll be honest.
Squirrels
like,
are vicious,
look,
man.
Anyways, I'm just saying, though, like, there's. Like, you usually don't execute the enemy on the field of battle. You usually wait afterwards.
Squirrel's like, I ain't got time for all that shit.
Well, they don't. Like, there's more enemies about that need slaying.
And that's fine. So he's done a coup de grace, which was a full one. So now it's a bandit on Tufty again. Plus three.
All of the ones who are on fire go, or was it just the one?
So far, it's just the one.
Okay.
Now, it's the turn of Manos.
Yay!
Manos, use your Hands of Fate.
I don't have that. let's see. I can run, right? So...
Yeah.
Are there any... You could pick up a stick nearby and use it as a...
How do I do the measuring thing?
There's a ruler and the...
It's the
fourth... Oh, the ruler, okay.
Yeah, it's the fourth option. Yeah, ruler.
Okay, so I can move 60 feet if I run, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay.
Also, if you charge...
Bear in mind that you're...
I'm unarmed, so I don't think I'm gonna...
You're not armored, either.
You what? Could run over...
You're not armored.
What do I have on, then? Because you never said anything.
You've been flopping away in the wind.
No, you have your small clothes on.
Yeah.
So I just have my regular clothes on.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
If I run into the tent, I risk rolling a 9 and then being in there for 9 rounds.
It's a d6, so you wouldn't get a 9.
Well, to be fair...
And I'll half that because you're helping Leon.
Leon's already in there, and he's already searched for, like, 2 rounds, so
Has it been 2 rounds?
Yeah, so you'd get, like...
So you'd probably reduced. Get a bonus on it. Yeah, sorry.
All right, fine. I'm going to move into the tent and help Leon. Leon, what the fuck are you doing in here?
Okay, let's roll up 1d6.
Just like, I found some hash!
Leon's back in his pants.
Because I've halved it, because, you know, he's searched for 2 rounds and there's 2 of you, came up with a -1 roll, which means Leon, just as you enter, Leon's like, aha! Or rather,
aha! Give me my shit!
Yeah, I'm gonna say you're spending it this round to get your shit back on.
I love you, Gloria.
What lies ahead for our heroes? Will they defeat the Bandit Queen and continue on their quest to locate the Dread Tower of Lore? Or will this be their final battle? Return to my campfire another night, brave traveler, for more of the tale. Until then, fare thee well. 3 for Adventure is a Lemmy Listen podcast production, with Angus MacDonald, Scarce Coherence, Jason Harding, and Matt. Produced by Angus MacDonald and Jason Harding, with music by Kevin MacLeod. You can find more Lemmy Listen podcasts at our website at www.lemmylistenpodcasts.com. If you like what we do, please support us on Patreon at patreon.com/lemmylisten. And thanks for listening.